This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Can I add a weapon?
Yeah. Amir's been answering these. These are his answers so far.
Yeah.
just a really bad outfit and gun. All caps.
I'm going to go recurve bow and arrows.
Yeah. And when you say recurved, you mean like it was originally a perfect bow and arrow and then it was recurved into a flat stick.
Yeah. It's kind of like a harp at this point.
Donahue?
This is a tough one. I would feel like I would want something in my hand.
What happened the last half hour?
Just a series of unfortunate mistakes. Honestly, it's a miracle that I'm here, but you guys will never know the real reason.
You could tell us.
No, because it's like oddly personal.
Really? So why bring it up?
Incredibly private. But it's like, oh my God, if you guys knew the real story, you'd be like, holy shit, you got here.
Can you give us any hint? What do you mean it's incredibly private? It's more than just private?
Yeah, yeah, that's like globally private.
And honestly, that feels less personal.
Contradictory,
it's personal,
right?
And it's private.
Huh.
If that makes sense.
But it
and
kind
it's
of
global.
Only, it only lasted 18 minutes, though.
No, no, way longer than that. That's the crazy part.
That's the crazy part? How much like, longer before 10 a.m.?
Like, my day started at, like, 8. And, like, the fact that whatever happened in 2 hours and 18 minutes is probably a world record.
How?
And you don't want us to know, or you don't want it to be
I
recorded?
I can't tell you.
What does that mean?
Just everything got pushed and pushed.
It sounds like you just don't want to explain why you were late.
And Luke is outside. I have to bring him back in. I'm not even done. Like, whatever it is, I'm not done. The dog.
Oh.
Sounds like you just, like, needed to let it
I can still hear you.
What's funny, too, is that he was like, my day started at, like, and he thought of the earliest possible time.
And, and he said
fucking eight.
Oh, my God. He's been up for so long.
This episode has to go out tomorrow.
Oh.
Are we acknowledging how early it is and how different all of this sounds first thing in the morning?
Yeah.
8 a.m.
8 a.m.
Day after Christmas.
Oh. It is earlier than normal, but that's why we got to bring that certain faith. Not energy. Faith. That the next 40 minutes or so will go well. Against all odds, against all Brad's efforts.
Did you know that the song you played?
I was just going to say.
And Faith.
George Michael.
You That's picked the right. wrong song. Do you feel stupid?
I guess you could say.
Careless Whisperer. Nice. Yeah, nice. We're going to get into some shit. All right. Here's what I realized over the holiday weekend. Any weekend's a holiday if you take Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday off.
Were you traveling?
I was fucking floundering is what I was doing.
More
he was
than
ignoring
traveling.
My texts. I
That's
sent him a text.
True. One text.
You also texted
so
me at 5:10 a.m.
Still ignoring.
Where were you?
I was in fucking New York. It was 8:10.
Were you just in New York? Then you flew back, and then you flew back to New York?
It was for a. You want to talk about personal matters? It was for a personal matter.
Well, love to know.
Dish.
It's for a memorial.
Right. Sorry about that.
fart sound effect.
Got it. I woke up in a
Bugatti. So bad. So
10 a.m. 8 a.m. Wow. It's 6:30 in the goddamn morning.
It's not.
Really?
Yeah, it's 10:21.
It's still early for the show. Usually, this is really an afternoon show. This is like 4 p.m. so that everybody can go have a drink afterwards. Am I right, Brad?
Yeah, we
Am
all
I
need
right,
it.
Brad?
How many cold brews have you had today?
I had a leftover one, and it's from here to here.
That's it.
I will say, Amir, this isn't, it's not a big deal, but I feel like if you were on time, his energy would have been completely different.
I think it would have been peaceful, yeah.
Yeah, he's so antagonistic right now.
He's acting out. He's acting out. And I don't know if he's hangry or crangry, which is cranky and hangry, but something is not correct.
I thought it was cranberry and hangry, so I'm a hankering for cragu, which is cranberry ragu.
And you have a UTI.
That's absolutely correct. So that's why I'm having red sauce Italian, but the red is crayon.
Yes,
crayon. The red is crayon.
The red is crayon. And my shirt is rayon.
That's bad.
What'd you guys do last weekend for the holiday or not? Because it could have been normal. It could have been you having faith. That this episode
What do you
would
think last
Thursday?
Weekend was?
Like, a fucking
there was no holiday weekend.
Frenzy.
It was like so long ago also.
Yeah,
it was
Thursday,
a goof.
Man.
It was a fucking
September
dance.
4th, you mean?
It was
Labor
a delicate
Day?
Balance. No! September 15th, 16th, and 17th. And 18th, 19th, 20th. If you took those days off.
I didn't take those days
what off. What if we, yeah, what if we didn't?
Then how was your fucking normal ass weekend? Which is less interesting, by the way. It's way more interesting to say, why weren't you in work from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Didn't Limp Bizkit cover that song?
Cause I gotta have faith! Cause you gotta have faith!
That's enough.
If you don't like me at my best, you won't like me at Fred Durst.
What are you?
Basically.
No, not you, basically. What are you? Because it's not normal.
That was pretty par for the course.
Par for the course, for sure.
Yeah, pun about, like, Limp Bizkit seems like.
It's sort of like in line, like if you were going to write for the show.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be in your packet because you have to kind of imitate the host's voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, dog's going barking.
What about Durst Koosh?
Sorry. That's I don't know what that
Can
is, but that's par for like the
Durst
we're
Koosh.
Now back on a Zoom back in
what
the
it
like
would
pandemic
be
style.
Is a fucking rabbit brat worst.
Okay. Do we have to translate to everyone who doesn't live near downtown LA now, or we just leave that reference for everybody to not understand?
No, I got it.
Anya, take it away.
Yeah. I literally don't got it.
And she lives in LA. So 99% of the people won't get it.
I have
it.
No idea what he's talking about.
It's a miracle that Brad knew what we were talking about.
This is fun, huh?
Not really.
There's a hot dog place called Worst Cooch in downtown, and they sell like weird or exotic animals as sausages. For example, rattlesnake and rabbit. So Jeff said Durst Cooch, which is Fred Durst version of this specific sausage.
This part I've now got, yeah.
But the sausages are... Oh, Brad,
are
what is
good?
On in your old CRT TV?
It's the haunted mask, Goosebumps.
Okay. And that's not just
Brad
a mix
is living a lifestyle none of us
mask.
Could ever touch.
Not really. I mean, he has that shelf from IKEA that everyone owns.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it is from IKEA. Everyone owns it because it's a low cost and decent craftsmanship. It for does sure. the job that I needed just, to do, which is holding stuff on it. You're always talking
piece.
About
no,
the background of my office. Every time I'm on this show, you bring it up. And
Anya
I tried
said,
to make it better.
Anya
I
said, Brad is living a life none of us can understand or imagine.
The background.
I said, tried I could have that background.
Up, make it a little less
cluttered. I'm going to have that background in a week.
And Amir,
in my defense, I was mostly talking about like waking up in the morning, choosing a VHS, popping it in.
You want to talk about an unattainable life?
I think that's not. Mine wasn't derogatory.
That no, it was $40.
It's. But what I want to talk about is unattainable, which is actually unattainable. Because look how many candelabras she has. I only have three, right? She's fucking
that's
eight.
Still a lot. That's three is still a lot.
Original painting, she said, from a gun store. We should
that
say.
Also sells honey.
Yeah, I used to live in the country. That's where you,
wait,
that's where
a,
you get
that's
art.
A new, that's a new background for Jeff. Are you at home or are you somewhere else?
It's not a new background. I put up art between the last time you were on the show and now. You haven't been on the Zoom episodes that we've done. You haven't watched the episodes. Thanks a lot, by the way. Because in all the ad reads, you've seen the gallery wall that I put up. It's all fine. It's all there.
So this is your place in L.A.?
Because you gotta have faith. Brad, what's
what Brad, about what's careless rice paper?
That's got legs.
So you're like making, I don't know.
That's got legs.
Brad has to say that as your subordinate, by the way.
That it has legs.
Yeah.
I'm his sub.
Careless rice paper.
Let's work on it. Let's workshop it.
There are like no bad ideas in this.
Come on,
deal.
Yeah. What else?
Yeah, careless but
rice,
we
use rice paper. What,
Jeff, this is an A and B, Amir and Brad conversation.
Yeah, so
could also be Anya.
And Anya. Yeah. So yeah.
G,
why don't you G Jeff your way out
G,
of it?
G, why don't you get out of here, basically?
G. C.
Yes, exactly.
I would propose you've got to have rice is easier.
That's good. That's
it's
got legs.
It's an easier win.
Because you got to have rice.
Rice.
It would be because you got to burn rice. I started to hop in here.
Oh, yeah. Char.
Burn rice.
Char. Grains.
Yeah.
Boiled.
That's grains.
Burn it or something.
Grains.
I did. I was looking at like a cereal box ingredients, and okay. It said the first ingredient was parboiled rice. Parboiled
no.
brown rice.
No.
And I laughed for
you.
About an hour and a half.
What cereal?
Or no, maybe it wasn't cereal. It was like rice chips or something.
So yeah, maybe it was cereal.
It was actually just a bag of rice.
It was actually just parboiled brown rice.
Yeah, that was the ingredient.
It didn't say that on there anyway. It just kind of was.
No, I do want to get to something. I feel like this show has strayed maybe too far away from what it was originally, which was like an in-house movement in a way of like the inner workings of the network, you know, like asking people how things were going from the inside out, how whether or not they were being turned thus. So I thought we could all talk about what's going on at the network for real, right?
Energy just took such a nosedive.
Was it?
Does anyone here actually know? I feel like we're not really involved.
In the new studio, for sure, is a big newish thing.
Yeah.
New studio?
It's yeah. sort of a thrown together, pieced together, threadbare visage. It's a desert mirage.
Thank God Anya's not on the Zoom because she would be really upset that you said that.
I would be.
I didn't know you were that involved.
Instead, we have Anya Zero on, her alter personality.
Yeah, who loves Jeff and doesn't and is fine with everything he says.
Dark Anya.
Wanya.
Dark Brandon.
Anya Sykes. I really didn't know you were involved with that studio.
Why?
Do you? That's what's
exactly
my title?
Her purview.
Producer, studio manager.
Right. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Who did you think was involved?
Fucking a producer on the recap show.
Peter.
Who?
That, I don't know. Someone unknown to me. Yeah. It looks fine. I just wanted to like say it looked bad. Because that feels better than giving praise. It's always easier.
Did you prepare questions about
what's
going on?
Yes, I did.
Let's hear them.
It's more like based on y'all's individual performance. But I thought it would be a springboard to talk about further issues.
Mm-hmm. Fair. Fine with me.
Yeah. What goals / deliverables are y'all least proud of?
What goals am I least proud of? Probably growing and monetizing the network because it's very shallow.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere. So the goal not is really. To grow the network.
Yes.
But he's not proud of that.
I just haven't quite seen that happening from your ass in the last year.
Really?
2021 was great.
Some pretty big shows, yeah.
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 Brad, what goals and deliverables are you least proud of?
I don't know. Increasing ad revenue.
You should be proud of that, though. That's
yeah,
like
you're
how
right.
Everyone gets
money. Yeah, I should be proud of that, and we are doing well. I guess I do have a lot to be proud of. Thanks.
Really, really good answer from Brad. Anya?
Thanks, man.
I'm going to go with deliverable I'm least proud of.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to save the company money and I bought a less good gaff tape. Cost yeah. half as much as the good one.
Mm.
It was by Tape King. We do not want it. No sponsorship from Tape King.
Drag them.
It's left. It left like a film on all of the cables and stuff that we taped down. So
that's
we're pro gaff. Tape yeah. users now. Pro gaff.
You know would double-sided you, tape?
Sorry.
So I'm, zero-sided yeah. so, tape. It was a ribbon.
yeah. So to answer your question, kind of saving the company money, buying a lesser quality tape, that's my big humiliation 2023.
Would you say that's your biggest gaff?
I would. I should have said. Yeah. Is that the kind of stuff you wanted to hear about?
Moving on.
Moving on, yeah.
What can I do to help
so much? Okay, so
better
much.
Meet your goals.
yeah,
we don't like have time.
This is the
to
real
get through it.
Respond.
The real stuff. Crux of the episode yeah. at this point. Don't ask us about our goals yeah. and stuff. Yeah. It's mostly just.
Yeah, it's only question problem. Two. You're saying it's the crux of the whole fucking thing?
Yeah that's like yeah. the big
this
one.
This is a warm up.
And
this
we is
the bare minimum.
We could yeah. stop recording and kind of like really get into it. If you're opening the door for that.
Maybe. We got to take a break just because the show keeps selling out. The show keeps selling out / ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/whatsthat Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
You simply have to turn it down. It's so okay, here's the thing. I have to use my ears to edit audio.
That was easy.
Jesus, man.
We are back. We're so back. The show is on another level all of a sudden.
I have like a metallic taste in my mouth.
Really?
Yeah, like I feel like I'm dying.
I taste metal. We have new sounds. We have new energy.
Why are they turned up so high?
That's it. They're not turned up to any degree. That's just what they're mixed at.
You can't
what they're exported
the
as.
The levels on them?
What do you want me to? No, because if I download the sounds and then I like bring them down, it'll still be peaking just at -6 dB, right? So it'll still be grating to hear. It'll still be good
it won't
to
be
have.
As
yeah, but it won't be as loud.
So what? Grace is going to mix it down at some point.
That's actually worse because I feel like people don't understand why we're having the reactions we're having. I watched an episode recently where we're all like, you know, and everyone must be like, what is wrong with these people that they can't handle?
You got to talk to Ferris Manchi. I mean, he revolutionized the bringing down of the levels that were high when that was recorded.
He left because he didn't want to work on your show anymore.
Really?
Yes.
That's what he said.
Yep. Yeah.
Was it because I made a song parody about pegging him?
That didn't help.
It did not help that.
But actually, to answer your question from earlier, you shouldn't do things like that.
I shouldn't, talk about having or halving other employees.
Next segment. I think next segment time.
Just because there's two ads, yeah. What jobs, responsibilities, and tasks do you guys enjoy most? And what do you least enjoy?
You're looking at it, baby.
But you're all
and for least enjoy?
It's just going to be so hard to go back to work. Like, no one's going to understand why the three of us are the way we are for the rest of the day. I have to go into the office and people are going to think something bad happened to me.
I think if you just say I did the HeadGum podcast this morning, people will be like, oh, got it.
I did the HeadGum podcast this morning. Amir was 10 minutes late, and that set Jet off in a way that I've never actually experienced.
Anya, do you think you'll go into the office?
I mean, it's free lunch day. What am I going to not go in?
No, yeah,
that's good.
What are we thinking? Has there been a Slack message about it?
No, and it always happens like right at the last minute. And usually I'm kind of like driving in at that moment, hoping to get the free lunch.
Hoping it's Needle.
Oh, God. If it was Needle, I would be leaving this fucking podcast instantly.
I'd be on a fucking plane.
To get churn fun.
Sorry?
Churn fun. Sorry, 1 second.
Okay. He said that twice, and now a monster made out of noodles showed up.
What do you think we should have, Brad? It's never up to me. My choices get voted.
I don't know. It seems like Erewhon is thrown out a lot. I've never been to an Erewhon before, but it just seems overpriced.
It's not even good.
I really liked. I did stop at Needle last time I was in. I enjoyed it.
You had to, because you were like, why is Amir talking about this all the time?
Yeah.
But it's hard to eat there by yourself because you want to get a bunch of stuff and share.
Yeah.
Or you just get one dish.
There's a food truck, right?
Oh, Simone.
Oh, yeah. That's what I stopped at. I didn't stop at Needle.
That's right.
Oh, you got
Simone, the fish taco place.
Yeah. You got a fish taco.
Yeah.
Those were great, right?
I got ceviche, actually. It was awesome.
Those are good.
And so this is all in response to what responsibilities and tasks do you enjoy most?
We're talking about a fucking
noodle dim sum place.
Sorry,
this
where'd you go,
Jeff?
This is
why we're hemorrhaging. What's that?
Where'd you go?
The management company of this building is trying to, I think they're trying to sell the building. So they're doing an inspection follow-up, actually.
You're getting evicted right as you put up a gallery wall.
Now that's viral content.
Here's the thing. If they sell the building, they have to pay us to leave. So.
But you just got in. That's worth it to you, though.
And I'm going to make out with a bunch of cash. Yeah. Ideally 12 grand. I would take 12 grand for sure. But I'll take as high as like 500.
Do you guys know
as
about
high
cars?
As 500?
1,000. What's that?
Do you guys know about Cars?
Like
no.
The Disney Pixar movie?
Or the concept?
Like my car's in the shop and they're texting me about it, but I don't know how to respond. I thought you
say nice.
Expertise.
That's awesome.
Put the grease to the wheel, brother.
They have questions for me and I don't know exactly.
Okay, so like read out the questions that they've asked.
Hey, Amir, I was just told by the production manager that it looks like it's time to replace the main...
That's my job. We have the same job? The that's crazy.
Yeah. No, so I'm being you is what you should text them back. Yeah.
Okay.
So start
well,
over.
I haven't
start
finished
over.
The text.
Start over.
I was just told by the production manager that it looks like it's time to replace the main battery.
Looks like...
Not enough... Yeah.
Looks
not enough
like
juice
it for
to
sure.
Not enough juice to run it's the calibration on your car. Do you want us to replace the battery out of pocket? And if you want dealer battery or aftermarket, please advise.
Let's go top of the line aftermarket. And can Daddy get a discount?
Dealer battery is $275. Aftermarket battery is $195.
Who would say $275 in this world?
I don't know, because like maybe
I guess Marty
batteries aren't good or something.
Just go
Marty
with
would
the
definitely
dealer.
Get the
go with the cheaper option. Battery's a battery.
Aftermarket.
Yeah, battery's not the thing you need to be built by the fucking manufacturer. There's some great batteries.
Extra.
They're giving you this is like actual advice. No one's even making jokes.
Yeah.
I'm
the most boring episode we've ever done.
Same, what's that?
Most boring Sorry. Episode we've ever done.
Well, it's actually helpful.
For you.
All right, let's move on.
I asked if it was going to be done on the same timeline or if like the one's in stock and the other
no,
one.
No, because you see what happens here is like this is why I'm always like it's a fucking Sisyphusian task hosting the show. People like to think it's a Sisyphusian task to a guest, but I'm like working up against your guys' asses, right? Because you were like I
you're pushing up us up by our asses up the hill.
No,
by our
Amir
asses.
Was like, oh, like, do you guys know anything about cars? And it's like, oh, here's a new topic. And then he's like, and then I try to turn it into a bit. I try to be like, read out the texts from the dealer, and I'll respond as you. And I try to make Holy it God. Funny. And then instead, Brad responds honestly. Anya responds honestly. Amir just powers through, doesn't respond at all in a funny way. like, is this a comedy podcast or is this an advice podcast? Because I have a lot of advice to dole out to other people on how to be good.
How to be good.
I think it's a comedy podcast, not an advice podcast.
So why don't you give me something to fucking work with? Let's give me something to talk about.
He did.
How about faith?
Faith.
What do you like least about your current role? And when?
Amir.
Is that your answer or are you telling me to talk?
Both.
Both.
That's her answer. Moving on to you.
I guess I don't like administrative Zoom meetings where I'm not being as creative. I'm being more like managerial.
He's talking about this one.
I also don't like telling people no if they're like, we want to be on HeadGum. This is our show. And we obviously can't take everybody's podcast. So a lot of times, not me personal, but I will.
Yeah, we have to like,
as a network, have to let people down.
We have to divert as many resources as possible to this show. So it's like we have to say no to people with.
I was going to say
dead battery. This show is basically draining us.
You're a dead battery of a man. You're empty.
Look, I'm holding Jeff. Uh-oh, another Jeff.
Oh, there's two of them.
Guys, I'm holding two Jeffs.
It's not possible. I'm one of a kind.
I was just joking.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, well, it didn't land as a joke. It landed as that's how you really feel.
It's, and that's can not, be both.
Brad, just one second. I appreciate your support in this moment.
I'm not supporting you at all.
Amir, that hit me in my archetypal center in a way I might not recover from.
I don't think you're using that word correctly.
I don't think so either.
I think I appreciate the support from you, Anya. But it's way really below. Amir and me in this moment. That wasn't all right with me, Sam. It's not cool with me, man.
I don't care about you, dude.
I like it when you kind of smile, but like you bring that energy to the podcast, and it's not at me, it's at
Brad. That's what I'm doing right now, yeah. I'm sacrificing you for the better good of the show.
My least favorite thing about my role is that I don't get to be there with you guys.
Then move.
He can't look at all that stuff, Dan. It would take forever.
I got all this shit. I woke up in
What are 2 to 3 things I could do to differently / better manage you?
You don't.
Say that again.
Anya said,
speak to that a little more.
Can you guys sort of wax about that? Speak on it, King.
So is that would actually explain a lot if you thought you were our manager the whole time.
Is that
would
not explain true?
That's you, not true.
It's not true. And it would explain why you think it's okay not to respond to like our Slacks and texts and emails.
Yeah, but like, you know, hosts, right? They're usually like the fucking boss.
No.
Jimmy Fallon paying all of his writers, right? Drew Barrymore.
You are making good connections. Like if you're like anyone at HeadGum, you're the Jimmy Fallon of this place.
Maybe not.
People say that you're the Jimmy Fallon of HeadGum.
Yeah, I have heard that.
Yeah.
People are saying
except,
it.
I sort of bring joy instead of like alcoholism.
You're like the sober Jimmy Fallon.
That's worse. That's worse because he has that, you know, he's struggling with something. You're saying I'm fine and I still create a toxic environment?
Well, we didn't say you're fine.
Amir, I really appreciate the support.
Why? I haven't said anything to support you.
Silence is complicity.
Silence is faith.
Silence is felicity.
That's good.
What about Jeff's not old enough to know what that is.
Do you even remember how big of a deal it was when Felicity cut her hair, or were you like 4 at the time?
I don't know what year that was.
Exactly.
So I don't know.
Anya, tell his ass.
I think it was like season 3 of Felicity.
So when was that?
Carrie Russell cut her hair. Her hair kind of looked like Jeff's, and then she cut it, and she looked bad.
It was a big deal. What season three
would
I think?
That would have been 2001, so I would have been, yeah, four.
You guys remember the Rachel?
Oh, my God. I had that. I had a bob with layers from my barber, Bob. And he basically gave me the Rachel before seventh
grade.
He's really
like multi-dimensional.
He opened
guy
up over years.
Layers.
slash beers.
Can I get the Rachel? Says Amir.
All right.
Who would we be? Who are we on Friends?
On Friends?
I mean, I'm obviously Chandler, right?
No, you're
no.
Joey.
No.
Joey.
Because you're a fucking like idiot.
A ladies' a man who eats
fool
a lot.
Yeah, you're housing cran.
If
bread
anything, I'm
sauce
Ross, but I'm probably Chandler.
You're like a Ross Chandler hybrid.
I think you're Joey.
Great.
Who's Joey?
Jeff is
Brad?
Joey. He's a dumbass.
Jeff, no, you're a dumbass.
Yeah, a bit of a Joey.
No, Joey would think someone else is the Joey when he's the Joey.
Jeff,
yeah,
Ross honestly,
wouldn't even show up to the record.
Jeff is Mr. Heckles, the neighbor that died
yeah
in season one.
He's an ugly naked guy.
Yes.
I mean this so sincerely. I'm not even making a joke, Jeff. You would be Phoebe.
No, I'm
that
Phoebe.
That sucks.
No, Phoebe's great.
You know it's Jeff. I don't think that's this is none that I had no negative or positive connotations.
Yeah,
he listens
Jeff is a bit
to
of a
the
Phoebe
because he's
dead
spiritual.
Don't ever speak on me or my faith, the faith, the faith. It's not really faith, though.
I have a question.
Why?
How come you haven't done any of your regular segments today?
That's fine.
We'll do a Bond of the Week.
Do you want to do Bond of the Week? We can fucking make it up as we go, but it's fine. I don't know. I think so.
Make it up as we go, but usually we plan
something
this out.
We generally
I just feel
do
like sometimes like you need a disruptor week where we don't do any of the normal stuff. Truly, I was laying awake nights this weekend, this holiday weekend, being like, we haven't actually talked about the network for years, right? We haven't done a State of the Gum. We haven't done
is that a thing you used to do?
Yeah, you don't even know what it is because we stopped doing it before you started here 2 years ago. So let's...
Are people asking for it back, though?
People within the network, specifically Marika.
Sound off below. Do you want State of the Gum back?
And smash that like button while you're at it.
That's a good point.
And subscribe.
What's actually yeah happening in the
share
network?
It with a friend.
Turn on notifications.
Let's talk about the fucking recap show. Sorry.
We're contractually not allowed to talk about it.
What does that mean? It's out. It's all out.
So then what's there to talk about?
Yeah, let's talk about another show on this podcast.
Yeah, like go watch that
yeah
show, I guess.
Just fucking plugging other things on the network, trying to like foster cash. And
well,
growth.
Technically that's not a HeadGum
foster
show.
Cats
we help produce
is what
show
I heard
for... re-ing.
So what's the most exciting signing recently to HeadGum and not some bullshit that Katie put together?
Bullshit.
She could, not.
Whoa,
she could pull the plug on you so fast.
Yeah. Really?
She signs Katie your checks, babe. Yeah. You can't be doing that.
She'll never hear fate that because she doesn't listen to this show.
True, exactly, but I will right. I'll play it for her. Step. Yeah.
No, because she sort of holds my feet to the fire on a weekly basis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether she reaches out or not. Because when she doesn't
reach out,
she wants
nothing to do with your feet.
Yeah, it hurts harder.
We got some exciting new developments happening in October, but I don't want to say them yet because this episode comes out Friday, September 22nd.
It comes out in 12 hours. Anything exciting happening in the next 12 hours?
Yeah.
Jeff,
are you
going
to have a busy time editing this right as soon as this ends?
I don't think anything's going to get cut so far. It's all been, at the very least, bronze, if not.
What about that one thing you said?
That's gone.
And the other thing
so
you said.
Something is going to get cut.
Nope.
We have a new show called Foosballs.
Oh, yeah, the fantasy football podcast.
Yeah, so if you're into...
fantasy football.
Betting on sports.
Sounds awful.
Come on, man.
No, I appreciate it, but...
It's a great show. If you're into betting on sports.
Amir likes that. That's why this show that has probably, I mean, how many listeners does it have? 400?
This show?
Yeah.
The HeadGum Podcast?
No, Foosball.
Oh.
Balls.
Probably more than the HeadGum Podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
Because they have like funny hosts and famous guests and stuff like that.
Add to
Paul Scheer was on this episode.
Yeah.
I could get Paul Scheer on this show.
Flying off the shelf.
Can you imagine wasting Paul Scheer's time with this show?
I could easily.
Jesus Christ. I couldn't live with myself.
You can't live with yourself now. You said that there was like a 2.5 hour ordeal from 8 a.m. to the start of this show. It seemed house related or not. Household
I think
related
it was,
for sure.
I think he was crafting a text to the mechanic.
I haven't heard back about.
Should we call him?
Did you send it to Pep Boys? Yeah. Which mechanic did you give it to?
Caliber Collision.
Oh.
They're good.
Are they? Yeah. I really need to take my truck into the shop because it's been falling apart at the seams because people keep bumping into
the
it.
The seams? It's funny. No one says that about a car.
Play sound. He's going to play a sound for that.
That is like fucked up. It's so fucking loud.
True. I really tried. I thought we had 33 minutes of good shit, and then the last 6 minutes has been nonsense. Nothing else going on at the network.
Why don't you have a mic stand?
I did. I had a mic arm, but it doesn't attach to this table. It attached to my old desk that I had to sell because I don't have the space for it anymore.
Well, there's no possible way to fix that problem, so I guess you just gotta hold the mic forever now.
It's kind of a cool look. It's just a surprising choice. For someone that has a comedy podcast network to we have mic arms and mic stands.
You ain't him. You're not that guy. Anya loved it. Everyone, look, guys. Jeff's back. You're a dead double A.
Empty.
You're a dead double A in aardvark.
Acid.
You're battery acid. What else do I got here?
It's a prop comic now.
Hey. Another battery, which you've already done.
It's not a battery.
No, that's Burt's Bees.
The biggest battery
with a battery. Oh my God. Everything tubular is energy to you. That's the fucking problem.
That's the problem? Why didn't you hold that up when we were waxing? If you're a prop comic,
it's pretty good, actually. Save that for later.
Nope, because we already did it. We already said it. Here we go. Last couple questions.
Usually there's different segments and they're fun.
Yeah. You never do segments when I'm on the show.
He thinks you can't handle it.
I've never gotten to play Jeopardy.
To be honest, I give segments to people who need it. And I'm sorry for assuming that you could carry the show without a segment.
I mean, I think this
I'll stop
been a
doing
classic
no, I'll stop,
ep, an all-timer.
I'll stop you doing maybe you that service.
Yet.
I'll stop doing you that honor. I'll
I'm
start bringing
I
you
like,
on for Jeopardy, which I usually do for guests who don't know the show so that they have a
so
way.
So you can dox them as efficiently as possible.
Hey, the star of the show is here.
Oh.
Look at the little guy.
Underbite, missing four teeth. Every other tooth is gone.
He's beautiful.
He's good. He's a good dog. I really.
You couldn't even make a joke. You
I tried
be
to,
mean.
But I can't.
Yeah.
Luke, there's no problem that I have. I don't have any problem with Luke. I have all my.
Well,
problems
he's been barking
with
the whole time, so I thought if I brought him in here,
no,
put
you
him
can't
into
hear it.
The microphone.
Can't hear it.
Imagine if you had a problem with his jaw.
I have what specific beef with Luke.
What would that be?
He sniffed my crotch in front of a crowd, making it appear like I hadn't showered. And that wasn't fine with me.
And you
had. Fucking, how do you think your role helps the company succeed? And then we'll go to.
We got a, just because it's 11, we got a.
It's only been 43 minutes. Fine.
That's a normal amount of time.
What do you have going on? Let's fucking get this over with.
But what about all that stuff we have to cut?
Brad, fucking, what do you got?
What is that?
It's a TikTok song. All right, I'm trying to get younger.
You know, a TikTok song I really like is the Doja Cat "Paint the Town Red" song.
Doja,
Doja
beautiful.
Cat. Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like that.
And I said what I said. I bet to be famous instead.
Rise.
Yeah.
I feel Brad, like the way you pronounce Doja, to? It was like D O Z H A.
Oh, Doja.
Which is not how you pronounce her name, I don't think. Am I wrong?
Oh, he's muted.
I muted him to get through plugs, but then Brad said we aren't plugging. This is the first time I've ever felt like I'm not the one hosting the show. It seems like Brad is, so take it away, Brad.
Okay. welcome back to the HeadGum Podcast.
It's not a radio show.
The only podcast on the internet. hosted by Geoffrey Jane. Coming up on the show this week, we got don't get lost in the dust. It'll be hard to get off you because we got Anya.
And then bringing
up the frontal, we've got Amir.
Yeah.
Let's start it off with everyone's favorite segment.
Should
Harry
we start recording?
Potter of the week.
Let's start recording now.
Record. This, of course, is the segment where about who is going
let's
to be
sync.
Cast as the new Harry Potter in the HBO adaptation. Of Harry Potter. Amir, who do you have for Potter of the Week?
Ooh, I'm going to go with Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Why? Day-Lewis. Soundbite. Soundbite.
Yes.
Can I connect to my soundboard, actually, Jeff?
Can you?
He has one.
Do I have
don't
access
fucking know.
To
do you
that?
Have that? Fine.
I have a soundboard for my podcast that
okay.
I do.
You don't do a podcast?
Yeah, it's called
he
Duel
does,
Kings
actually.
Podcast, launching soon.
Why is it not on HeadGum?
Because I am nobody.
Because we're busy making this show.
Yeah. Well, now that I'm hosting this show, HeadGum Podcast. It says I can't do screen sharing.
Yeah, I'm going to end it right there.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.